This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives continues deliberations on appropriation bill. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urges government to immediately address fertilizer shortage issue. Civil Aviation Minister Prem Bahadur Ali lays foundation stone for arrival terminal building at Tribhuvan International Airport. And thousands of protesters rally across the United States for stricter gun laws. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives continued deliberations on various ministry-wise headings of the Appropriation Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat. A meeting of the lower house today is dedicating time for discussions on budget allocations to the Ministry of Urban Development, the Ministry of Health and Population, the Secretariat of National Planning Commission, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, and the offices of the President and the Vice President. Lawmaker Prem Suhal has proposed to reduce the expenditure budget meant for the above mentioned bodies, and discussions are ongoing in regard to the proposal for budget reduction for these bodies. Similarly, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has drawn the government's attention to the crisis of chemical fertilizer during the major agricultural season and urged to address the issue promptly. Expressing views in a zero hour of the House of Representatives, most lawmakers expressed concern over the non-availability of fertilizer during the farming season. In response, the Speaker drew the government's attention to the timely management of fertilizers. Likewise, speaking in the meeting, CPN-UML lawmaker Pradeep Gewali, who is also a former foreign minister, demanded that the House be informed about the Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba's visit to the United States. Gewali said that the Prime Minister should inform Parliament soon about his visit to the United States. He also said that the government has to discuss important issues with the main opposition party as well. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali laid the foundation stone for an arrival terminal building for the domestic sector at the Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, amid an event today. TIA General Manager Premnath Thakur said a temporary building will be constructed in view of the increasing flow of passengers. Constructed by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAAN, the 41 meters long and 24 meters wide terminal building project cost Rs. 50 million with a one-year completion deadline. A match between Nepal and the United States of America under the triangular one-day series of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 has ended in a draw. The match was played at Musa Cricket Stadium in the United States. With this, both the teams have shared a point each. Elected to bat first after winning the toss, Nepal posted a 275-run target in 49.2 overs at the loss of all wickets. Chasing down the target, the US hit 274 runs in the allotted 50 overs, losing 6 wickets, thus tying the match. Nepal conceded a 13-run defeat to Oman in its first match under the series. Nepal is meeting Oman in its third match on Tuesday. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said most parts of the country will experience partial to moderate cloud cover with light to moderate rain in some places of the country today. There is a general effect of monsoon winds in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and local winds in the remaining other provinces. The division has pointed out the possibility of light to moderate rain in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and some places in Karnali province and in some hilly areas of other provinces today. Currently, there is a light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in a few places of Lumbini province. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain at night in most parts of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and a few places in the hilly terrain of other provinces. According to the latest report of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today is 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 29.5 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Police in India's northeastern state of Nagaland have charged 30 soldiers over the killing of civilians in a Buddhist military operation last year. Six miners were killed in the firing last December near the Myanmar border. The police said the soldiers resorted to indiscriminate and disproportionate firing when they shot at miners, mistaking them for militants. The shooting in the Mon district were the deadliest spell of violence in years in Nagaland, which has long been roiled by an insurgency led by local militant groups. The Indian Army has since apologized for the killing and ordered its own investigation. But protesters in the state have also been pressing for the government to repeal the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, a controversial federal law that gives the army sweeping powers, including protection from the prosecution for soldiers who mistakenly kill civilians. Tens of thousands of protesters have rallied across the United States to call for stricter gun laws in the wake of two mass shootings. U.S. President Joe Biden backed the protest, calling on the Congress to pass common-sense gun safety legislation. Despite this, the changes of legal chains are likely to be quashed by the Republicans. President Biden, a Democrat who this month urged Congress to ban assault weapons, expand background checks, and implement other gun control measures, said he supported the protest. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted through a series of measures regulating the sale of guns, but Republican opposition in the Senate means the bill has little chance of entering law. China has warned the United States that any attempt to make Taiwan independent from China will trigger military action by Beijing's forces. Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fenghe met his U.S. counterpart Lloyd Austin on the sidelines of an Asian security summit in Singapore. Mr. Wei said splitting Taiwan from China could leave the Chinese military with no choice but to fight at any cost. China views self-ruled Taiwan as an integral part of China's territory, a stance that prompted Mr. Wei to condemn U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives continues deliberations on appropriation bill. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urges government to immediately address fertilizer shortage issue. Civil Aviation Minister Prem Bahadur Ali lays foundation stone for arrival terminal building at Tribhuvan International Airport. And thousands of protesters rally across the United States for stricter gun laws. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.